The mind's own basic nature is ultimately neutral. It can be influenced by negative as well as by positive emotions. Take, for instance, those who have a short temper. When I was young, I was quite short-tempered. However, the mood never lasted for 24 hours. If negative emotions are in the very nature of our mind, then as long as the mind is functioning, the anger must remain. That, however, is not the case. Similarly, positive emotions are also not in the nature of the mind. The mind is something neutral, reflecting all sorts of different experiences or phenomena. Those emotions, such as compassion, love, and wisdom, that produce a happiness more subtle, permanent, lasting, and satisfactory, are positive. That is because we consider happiness as something good and something we must achieve. Everything that can help in that direction, we consider positive. These positive emotions ultimately transform us into happier persons, more reliable and trustworthy. If we objectively examine the value of anger, hatred, jealousy, doubt, suspicion, or fear, we see that there is no profound basis for such emotions. From a Buddhist viewpoint, these negative emotions are ultimately based on ignorance. Ignorance here refers to a consciousness that perceives the nature of objects as having an independent existence. This ignorance or misconception, no matter how powerful, can be eliminated. Through investigation and meditation, we can develop deeper understanding. Subsequently, the negativity will be reduced and ultimately eliminated. That is the nature of mind. We all have an innate desire for happiness. Happiness and unhappiness depend on positive and negative emotions. The ultimate nature of mind is pure. So there is a possibility of reducing the negative emotions and increasing the positive ones, achieving permanent happiness. That is nirvana. Once you understand the goal, only then can you eliminate the negative emotions. It is done through practice and the training of mind. In order to develop genuine, tireless effort, we need determination. For that, it is extremely important to think about and understand suffering. For example, when we think about sufferings like old age, sickness, and death, we will be able to generate a spirit of renunciation or a wish to free ourselves from cyclic existence or samsara. The ultimate goal is Buddhahood, which we can achieve through meditation and certain other practices. It may take eons, or it may take 1,000 or 100 years. To develop self-confidence, it is useful to meditate on the preciousness of human rebirth. With the help of the human body and human intelligence, we can do everything if we make an effort. We have teachings regarding Buddha nature or Buddha seed. This enlightened state, the ultimate nature that every sentient being possesses, proves that there is always the potential to eliminate negative emotions. Thinking along these lines helps to develop self-confidence. A lot of people, especially in the West, have low self-esteem. I think that is very dangerous and really foolish. We have a body, our brain, and wisdom. If we make an attempt through meditation and altruism, it is possible to develop our mind. With time and effort, it can change. By constantly reminding ourselves of positivity and negativity, things change. Self-confidence, whether in religious practices or worldly life, is a very important element. Compassion is a very crucial factor here. A more compassionate mind automatically opens some kind of inner door. It becomes very easy to communicate with fellow human beings, animals, and insects. When our own attitude is open and there is nothing to hide, it immediately creates a basis for friendship. However, a negative emotion like fear closes that door. Unless you create that kind of groundwork yourself, it is very difficult to acquire genuine friends. Whether others respond or not, if you smile without suspicion and doubt, there is a greater chance of getting a smile in return. Negative emotions negate this possibility. One then deliberately isolates oneself from the rest of humanity, and as a result, resentment, loneliness, fear, doubt, hopelessness, and depression arise. Compassion, on the other hand, gives us inner strength. It opens our inner door and brings about better experiences. The concept of Buddha nature, the concept of the preciousness of this life and this body, are very important for developing self-confidence. We also have the teaching of impermanence, which is also very pertinent.